Be still.
Where? Cincenta, University of Victoria, 3800 Finnerty Road. When? Tuesday, January 16, 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Tickets. $7. When filmmaker Elizabeth Lezebnik decided to write and direct a dramatic feature film about the life of Victoria surrealist photographer Hannah Maynard, she knew Be Still would be moving cinema. Harrowing, even. Lezebnik used a 2001 play about Maynard by Victoria playwright Janet Munsell for narrative purposes, and let the stories behind her groundbreaking wet plate images, which earned Maynard a reputation as one of the world's first surrealist photographers, take care of the rest. I wasn't trying to make it experimental for the sake of it, Lezebnik said of the sepia-toned film. I know it's not an easy watch, but it's good to see it on the big screen because with the images and sound you get to see her process. Lezebnik, who lives in Toronto, completed Be Still nearly 3 years ago. The film had its world premiere at the 2021 Vancouver International Film Festival, which resulted in a trio of Vancouver Film Critics Circle nominations and 3 Leo Award wins, including ones for costume design and production design. Be Still, which stars Piercy Dalton as Maynard, will be screened in Victoria for the first time tonight, where Maynard lived from 1862 until her death in 1918. Lezebnik will be on hand for question and answer sessions following the 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. screenings at Cincenta. 5 of Maynard's photographs, culled from the BC archives, will be on display as well. The stark imagery of these large-scale prints will add a compelling subtext to Be Still, Lezebnik said. The haunting, almost macabre nature of some of Maynard's work, her multiple exposure imagery, specifically, is what caught Lezebnik's eye for the first time decades ago. There is definitely surrealism, but also some meaning about life and death, said Lezebnik, who also made a short film about the photographer, The Multiple Selves of Hannah Maynard, in 2005. There's humor in there, too. A cheekiness to it. Maynard's studio operated in downtown Victoria for several decades, remaining a hub of activity until its closure in 1912. She was also known for her portraiture work with the Victoria Police Department. The photographer remains a curiosity to some in the modern era, however. Not many know her work, Lezebnik said. People will still find it interesting if they are into photography or BC history, but most people don't know about her. Reenactments of her photos can be seen in the film, including ones of Maynard's 16-year-old daughter, Lillian, who died of typhoid fever in 1883. Mental illness brought about by the death is explored, if not overtly implied. I don't know if Hannah was autistic, but she definitely had an obsessiveness to her, Lezebnik said. That side of Maynard was evident in her Gems of BC series, according to Lezebnik. Maynard created the series of photomontages between 1881 and 1895, and sent them as a greeting card to mothers of the children she had photographed. One of the collages I believe had the faces of 22,000 children in it, Lezebnik said. That's really hard, meticulous, and obsessive work. Following the completion of Be Still, Lezebnik says she was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, now called autism spectrum disorder. After 2 films on the subject and many years studying Maynard, she said the news put her special interest in Maynard into perspective. That's partly why I think I was interested in her. Nonlinear, interesting visuals, and surrealism, these are all my obsessions. Around the time Lezebnik made her first film about Maynard, The Multiple Selves of Hannah Maynard, the director had not been diagnosed with autism. But during the making of Be Still, she learned more about her condition, deciding to keep it private until the film had been released. There is nothing to be ashamed about. It's a part of me. It makes my neurodivergent brain work a little differently, but it brings interesting perspectives. M. Devlin at TimesColonist.com